Hello everyone, today we're going to be interviewing Mr. Kiley, the new DT teacher. So our first question is, why did you choose rugby?
So good morning boys, I'm very happy to be on the podcast. Why I chose rugby, it's a long history and heritage. It is an outstanding school. It's a school that has a good history of design technology, and when I came here I saw the facilities, I saw the projects boys had done in the past. I was very intrigued to come here and I was really passionate to get started and to create different projects with the boys at rugby.
Interesting. What has been your favourite moment so far?
My favourite moment so far, I would say I have had a lot to be honest, but I think it's my first day. I would say I had my year three class and they were very enthusiastic. They were very eager to learn, and from then I have really enjoyed my time at rugby.
So if you were to be a superhero, who would you be and why?
If I was to be a superhero, okay. If I was to be a superhero, I would probably be maybe Spider-Man, yeah, as Patrick is hinting at. Having the ability, I suppose, to be very flexible, to be able to save people, and be able to be the hero.
Okay, what has been your favourite school meal so far?
Favourite school meal? It was on the first week, it was kind of a Greek meal, it was gyros, or what are they called? Gyros?
Yeah, I think it's gyros.
Gyros, yeah, very, very nice. Haven't come back since, but hopefully they'll make a return.
So, do you know what house you are in, and what will you do for it?
So, I'm in Bazalgette. Not doing too well at the moment, but hopefully on our charity day and some other days, we'll really claw back some points and also try and get students to get more points in lessons as well.
Okay, thank you.
Without being too biased.
Finally, how long have you been a teacher for?
I've been a teacher since 2017, so 6 years. I've been at three different schools, so I'm learning a lot as I go through my career, and I'm really enjoying it so far and hope to continue.
Thank you, sir. Hello guys, we're back, and today we're going to be interviewing Mr. Clark, the head of rugby. So, why did you choose rugby?
So, I chose rugby because I have actually been trying to do more sport in my teaching for quite a long time, and the job came up here, so I used to actually be a class teacher in like year three and four. So I've been trying to do more sport, and this job came up, and I know quite a bit about rugby from other teachers that I know have done stuff in and around rugby, so they recommended it to me, and so I came for the job, and now I'm here.
What has been your favourite moment so far?
My favourite moment? Well, it hasn't been that long. My favourite moment probably has to be something that's happened on the sports pitch, which I would say we played football last week and we were losing 3-0 and I think we came back to win 5-4. So that's probably my best moment, I think, so far.
Okay, if you could be any superhero, who would you be and why?
It's a good question. I think I would be Superman because I think I would love to be able to fly. Rather than having to get my car, which I have to do every day, I'd prefer to fly here, which would be much more fun.
What's been your favourite school meal so far?
I am partial to a curry, so anything that's been around the curry side of things. So they do a nice Thai curry here, which has been pretty good. So yeah, that's probably it.
What house are you in and what will you do for it?
I am in Goolsworthy, and what will I do for it? Well, being on the sports side of things, probably push the sports side of stuff within Goolsworthy. So I've heard they haven't done too well in the sports stuff recently, so I think my job is to try and maybe raise those standards if we can.
Okay, and finally, how long have you been a teacher for?
Too long. I've been a teacher for nearly 15 years now, so a fairly long time now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Hello everybody and welcome back. And today we'll be interviewing Ms. Cooper. So, our first question is, why did you choose rugby?
To be honest, the very first thing was just the location. I live quite nearby. And then as soon as I got here, I could just feel the warmth and kind of the lovely feeling in the school. I then taught a class and I taught them kind of a mathsy, arty lesson. And I just enjoyed the whole experience so much. It was really fulfilling to see their enthusiasm, their engagement, and it just filled me with so much joy that I had decided there and then it's the school I'd want to go for.
What has been your favourite moment so far?
There's been lots of lovely moments, but I think the one that really sticks with me is just my very first day meeting my class. Mm. It was so nice to get to know them. They were really kind of, they were really happy, they were really welcoming, they were really chatty. It was lovely, lovely to meet them, and yeah.
Okay, and what superhero would you be and why?
Ooh, I'm not sure which superpower I'd want, but I think I'd like to be one of the Incredibles because I love that they have a whole family of superheroes, so they're all in it together and then they solve all their mysteries and crimes and, you know, they do it all together, which I really like.
Question 4. What has been your favourite school meal so far?
Oh my goodness, I love all of the school meals. I think that my favourite part is actually when I get to the kind of salad bar section and there's lots of lovely things to choose from. So I think possibly that's my favourite part of the school meal.
So what house are you in and what will you do for it?
I am in Olive House. At the moment, I'm just joining in with all of the kind of competitions and events that are happening. So I'm not sure in the future what I will do, but hopefully something exciting.
And finally, how long have you been a teacher for?
I have been, I have been a teacher for 8 years. And before that, I did sort of supply work in and out of schools and different kinds of schools as well. But a classroom teacher for 8 years.
Thank you very much.
Good morning and welcome to the Rugby Roundup 3, I want to say. And we're doing something a little bit different this week. We've gone round and met some of the new staff and we've asked them some quick fire questions. So we thought it was only fair to ask my co-host the same thing. So I'm not going to do them in order because you know what they are. I'm going to do them and just go shout out your answer. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Which house are you in and what will you do for it?
Moody, and I'll lead us to win house sport.
big claims.
Basil Jet, and we'll get the most house points this year.
Ooh, Patrick?
I'm part of Olive and I'm making a key ring for Olive.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm very varied. I enjoy it. Okay, how long have you been at the school?
8 years.
9 years. Well, this is my 9th year.
We've all been OGs since
OGs, reception. Reception, what would that be? Reception 2015.
50?
Mm. Okay, so September. Okay, favourite moment so far? That is big. That is
so punchy. The whole of our rugby.
Whatever. First thing that comes to mind.
Oh.
Patrick's
probably
looking scared.
I think yesterday. No, yesterday when the third team won our football match.
Oh.
Because we were losing 2-0 down at half time and we won 4-3.
Okay.
Definitely in year 6 when we got to the Surrey Cup final and then lost.
Yeah, and you like thrashed them before.
Yeah, that was Cumnall House.
Oh, I think. Rivals.
Yeah. It's got to be when Parc Asterix when we were in France.
Oh,
on the France Belgium trip because we didn't do that much like that.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, which superhero would you choose to be and why?
Spider-Man, because he can get away with lots of stuff.
And he's a local resident to Kingston.
Yeah. Probably Superman, because it would be really cool to fly and be really strong.
Yeah, like Flash just to run everywhere, so you're never on, like, late.
I love it. Okay, favourite meal?
Chicken kebabs on Monday.
Highly recommend.
I love the chicken kebabs.
Mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Mac and cheese is great.
Love it. Okay, we look forward to hearing your own answers. See you next week.